He is risen. He is risen indeed. Good evening, friends, on this beautiful day where we heard and received the news that our Savior lives forever. Come, let us pray. Almighty God, who was, who is, and ever shall be, we come to you this evening with our hearts filled with praise, with our hearts filled with joy, that yes, indeed, our Savior lives forever. Be with us in this moment of reflection in the name of Jesus Christ, who has conquered death and lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Friends, we find our scripture reading this evening from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20. We are reading two verses, 19 and 20. On the evening of that first night, of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It is indeed the evening of the first week. Of the first day of the week. The women had been to the tomb early in the morning. And when they got to the tomb of Jesus, they found it empty. And they came and reported to the rest of the disciples. Peter and another disciple went and saw the empty tomb, yet they did not believe that Jesus had to be risen from the dead. Mary Magdalene remained while the two left, and Jesus appeared to her. And as she left, she went and informed the disciples, saying, "I have seen the Lord." And yet, the disciples did not believe. And Luke, in his narrative, says that on the day, some of his disciples went away and Jesus showed himself amongst them, yet they could not recognize that it was Jesus. But in the reading that we've just read, John tells us that in the evening, as the disciples were together behind locked doors, Jesus appeared and stood in their midst. And as I read these two verses, I couldn't help but just reflect on three words: fear, peace, and joy. For 3 years, these men and some women followed Jesus. All their hope and trust was in Jesus. And within 24 hours, all of that was shattered. Their dreams were shattered. And as Jesus had said, the shepherd was struck and the flock was scattered. They locked themselves behind closed doors for the fear of the Jews. Already, they had the mark of being Jesus' disciples. And probably at this time, they'd already heard that they were the main suspects in Jesus' body having gone missing. And perhaps as they gathered together, fearful as they were, they met to discuss, what are we to do now? And Luke tells us that as they were still talking, Jesus stood in their midst. The sight of what they thought to be a spirit frightened them. Remember that others last saw Jesus at his arrest. Certainly, this can't be Jesus. That must have been their thought as they were frightened. You see, friend, when we are fearful and frightened, we lock ourselves. And sometimes we do not allow even those who can help us in our spaces. Fear cripples us. But the conqueror of death shows up. Right where you are, in the midst of your current situation, it can either be fear or sorrow, or that you are weary and distracted. Jesus, the risen Lord, shows up. All you need is just to allow yourself, because He is right here. Today, as we continue with our lockdown, we are fearful of the consequences of the lockdown on the economy, on our country, on our health, on ourselves. Some of us are fearful of facing tomorrow. After this lockdown, who am I? Who will I be? And I wish to say to us this evening, we are in need, more in need of the risen Lord than ever at this time. Jesus showed up. Jesus appeared to them and said, "Peace be with you." This was and still is a usual salutation among the Jews. Frightened as they were, Jesus assured them that he was not a ghost. And he showed them his hands and his side. In the midst of pain and suffering, doubt and despair, fear and confusion, the Lord comes and says, "Peace be with you. Peace be upon you." God had said through the prophet Isaiah, "Fear not, for I am your God. I am with you. No locked doors can keep the Lord away." He comes, and as he comes and shows self and reveals self to us, listening to our cries for help, the risen Lord comes and gives us peace. There is a song that says he'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. Just as on the day when the disciples woke him up, saying, "Master, don't you care that we perish? Master, save us." The Bible says that Jesus rebuked the winds and says, "Peace, be still." And at this time when Jesus appears, revealing self to his disciples, the Jews were still searching for his body. And the disciples needed peace. And as Jesus stood there in their midst, that is the peace that they needed. And they were assured that he was alive. Note this thing. As Jesus stood there in their midst, he did not go back to their weakness, that they left him at his hour of need. He did not go back to Peter's denial, but instead he offered peace. You see, this peace that Christ gives us, it is not from us to him, but Jesus initiates the peace. How wonderful it is to know a Savior who knows us. When our soul is conflicted because of our shortcomings, he offers us peace. He said, "In this world you'll have tribulations and troubles, but be of good courage, because my peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as this world give you." The peace that Christ offers is peace that is accomplished, that has been accomplished as Christ died for us on the cross. There is now no enmity between us and God. We are reconciled with God. And John Piper, he unpacks the phrase that Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Number one, he says, the peace that Christ gives, it is peace with Christ. Christ does not come judging his disciples, neither does he come judging us. Number two, it is peace that Christ offers that is between us and God. Because in Christ Jesus, we are redeemed. Christ has paid the price that brings us back to God. And number three, it is between us and others. In a world that is characterized by racism, by sexism, by classism, Christ gives us peace. The walls of division has been broken, because though they were behind locked doors, Christ's disfigured body was now transfigured in their presence. He could enter through closed doors, closed walls, those walls that divide us. Because Christ says, peace be with you, those have been broken and we have peace. Number four, Christ offers us peace with our souls. At times we are hard on ourselves because we fail to forgive ourselves for things that we have said, for things that we have done. And we keep on saying, "How could I have done that? I will never forget myself for that." But Christ offers us peace. Peace with our soul. And lastly, Christ offers peace with the world. And we hope that one day we'll experience peace with the whole world, that nations will not wage war against each other, and that we live in peace and not harm even the environment that we have been entrusted with. And lastly, joy. Jesus had warned his disciples that they will weep and mourn while the world rejoiced. However, he promised that their weeping will be turned to joy. When they saw his hands and realized that he is alive, John says they were overjoyed. I can imagine the jumping, the shouting, the laughter, the wonder, the amazement that they experienced. Just as Jesus had entered through locked doors, so has their fear and unbelief been cast out. What remained was joy and abundance. When someone buys me lunch, well, in this day and age, that surely brings me happiness. But thereafter, the happiness will cease, because it was just for that moment. But joy is what I have, whether hungry or whether full, because joy is not influenced or affected by what happens around me or what happens to me. Seeing Jesus' hands and him being alive did not cancel the fact that he was crucified, but knowing that he had died and was alive was what brought joy to the disciples, them being overjoyed. Friends, we have faced life's challenges and crises, and we are still to face more. As long as we are still alive, we are bound to face those. And coronavirus is one of them. But what keeps us going, it's knowing Christ. That he is alive. He is alive. He has conquered death. There is nothing that we'll ever face that will take away that joy from us. We do not despair. Because knowing that he is alive gives us joy and courage to face tomorrow. Hence the song, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And peace and joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit. And I find it interesting that both, no matter what we face, no matter what the storm we face, Christ offers us that. We remain as we are. Because Christ lives. He is alive, my friend. And just as they were locked, and as we are also, in lockdown, Jesus when we speak about Him, when we speak to Him, when we call out to Him. He shows up. He shows self in our midst. And He gives us peace. And from there we are encouraged and strengthened to face tomorrow, to be able to go and share with others that we have seen the Lord, that He reigns. Just as that morning light that shone on that first morning of the week, Christ shines light in our darkness and not only brings us hope, but He brings us life. He brings us healing and He brings us strength for tomorrow. May you be encouraged right where you are. And may you find hope. May you find peace. May you find joy in the Lord. And as you find those, may you find God's purpose for being alive at such a time as this. Just as Jesus instructed Mary Magdalene to go and tell His disciples that He is alive, you also are tasked to go and share and tell others that Jesus reigns, that Jesus is alive, that Jesus has conquered death. And because Jesus is alive, we also will live. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Life, light, God, that is who you are, Savior of the world. Jesus, who entered that grave and appeared to be defeated, yet you defeated death and hate. We thank you that this day you continue to defeat that which seems before us as a stumbling block to life. That today you still stand as a victor and enable us to become more than conquerors because of you who loved us. We thank you, not only that you died for us, but that you rose again. And once again, our faith is strengthened in you, that irrespective of everything that we face, we know that we are victors in you, because you came, because you live, and you reign forevermore. Be with each and every one of us. And when you find us in our locked rooms, offer us your peace. Offer us your healing. Offer us your comfort. And offer us your joy, now and forevermore. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you, now and forevermore. Amen.